Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and I'm sure you're as saddened as I am. You scroll through your social media, you turn on the TV, you're like, wait, where's the political ads? I need to see a political ad. Please come back. But they're gone, at least for another year or so, till we have people run for president. Dang it. Aren't you guys bummed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got, is your mic on? Oh, you know what? Sorry. I turned off all the buttons. Go ahead. Your mic's on now.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sad. That was like the highlight of me leaving work every day was to go home and just watch political ads.
Oh, man. Live the web, girl. Are you going to be able to get on by without these political ads now? Is your life going to be okay?
Probably not, but I'll survive. I'm a survivor.
Yeah, you barely survived yesterday. You feeling any better?
Not 100%, but basically better. I'm pretty much fine.
All right. Cool. What about you, pork chop?
I'm feeling good. Oh, what about the political ads?
Well, just in general, man. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I took a nice long nap yesterday from 4 to 6.
Ooh.
Jealous.
And then I got up. Oh, I was, you know, I'm kind of upset at you guys.
Why?
Why?
What do we do?
Because I'm still new to town, so like I don't know what's going on.
How long is this going to go on, Liv? He keeps on saying
I know,
this. Like, we can't tell you everything.
We get it. You're new.
You've been here a week and a half.
Last night, something huge happened. Here, right here, downtown.
Oh, God. No, I feel bad. What? Was it a Pacers game?
Kind of close. So it was the start of college basketball, and
yes,
two huge games were hosted
down
here.
Yeah, I know. The Kansas-Michigan State and then the Duke in Kentucky.
Exactly. Why didn't anyone tell me? Why didn't I know?
I'm sorry.
I knew.
I'll have your sports coverage coming up at 20 past the hour.
I don't know. I didn't know I was your sports reporter.
Let me tell you why this is a big deal.
Okay.
So, like, I took that nap from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got up, was doing stuff, and then tried to go back to bed, and I couldn't. So I opened my phone and looked at my Lyft and Uber app,
uh-huh,
and it was off the wall. Off the wall.
Like there surging were, prices?
Yeah. And it was
that
so
makes sense.
Busy.
Especially because all of those fans were out of town.
Exactly. So now there was literally, like, either all the drivers were in use or there's just no drivers around. It was midnight. I signed on, got a trip like that. I made $61 in 1 hour.
Jeez.
Dang.
How much Liv makes.
I'm not even lying. Look, I took a screenshot because
oh
I knew you wouldn't believe me. See? $60 1 hour.
Oh, you kind of rounded up. I would have went with 60. You said 61. You're kind of an embellisher.
Well, no,
yeah, I was going to say, I know. No. When I looked at it, I was like, I swear he said 61.
But
and like,
only,
that's
I did.
60.
You got to look below. There's I got only a dollar tip that came later. See where it says cash out?
Oh, okay.
And I worked 1 hour and
Hold
1 minute.
On. Wait,
that makes sense.
You
then
only got a dollar tip? You must not be a good driver. I'll have to avoid you.
I'm a great driver.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you had an exciting day then.
Yeah, I wish I could always make $60 an hour.
Wait, do you know who won the Duke UK game?
They were talking.
Whatever, I'll look it up.
Duke.
Whatever.
I know that MSU lost by 3.
Yeah, well, and that's crazy because they were down by 30 at one point and then they came back at the end. It was insane.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I was there. Driving.
Oh, okay, driving, I was going to say.
And, well, yeah, so that was my day.
Yeah.
How about you, Joe?
I got to hang out yesterday. Everything was going down with the polling locations, and we were all over Indianapolis just doing our thing with everybody. I was actually at the wrong location.
No way.
Because our promotions guy's like, hey, this is where you go. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, no.
So, because I asked him, like, what's the address again? Just so I don't have to look through these 1,000 emails. So I go to Fisher City Hall, and there was, like, nobody from work there. I'm like, well, this is kind of strange. I feel kind of weird being the only person being here. But it was cool. Ran into a bunch of listeners and just hung out. And eventually they sent somebody over. But it was so nice to see everybody out from Sunday when I did some early voting till yesterday. Just young, old, doing their thing. The line seemed to be going well. It seems like a lot of early voting happened. I'll be interested to see in the results as far as how many people voted on the day of compared to early voting. But interesting. You know, a lot of stuff. We're not going to get real into it, but I'll give you all the updates if you didn't see who won, who lost, and what's happening kind of across the country.
Yeah.
We'll give you that with Joe's Need to Know News news that's happened later on this morning. Oh, also, by the way, I almost died last night. I went to take the garbage out.
Uh-huh.
Our dog Benny got out from the backyard.
No.
Oh, no.
And it's like 7 o'clock. It's pitch black. I'm like, oh, my God, my wife's in Chicago. She's going to kill me. And he wouldn't come back.
Well, yeah.
I can hear him running, like, in the grass and the stuff behind our spot.
Right.
And I'm yelling, Benny!
Oh, no.
Benny!
Right.
That might have been why he didn't come.
And that's the one with the rabies, right? So that's really dangerous.
You know what, Liv?
Is that a joke?
It is a joke.
No, it's not. Okay. One of his dogs has rabies.
They do not.
There's a good one and then the rabies
my
one.
Dogs, they Benny, might my dogs, have Benny them. And Paddington, go to Camp Bow Wow Lawrence. And let me tell you this. They check your animals for everything. My dogs do not have rabies. And guess what? There's going to be a high payday coming up for somebody to watch my dogs because I need them to do that. Guess who's going to get to house sit, eat all my food, drink all my liquor, and watch my dogs?
I love dogs.
Producer Pork Chop.
I love dogs, too. I don't want to get sick, Joe. My life is more precious to me than dog sitting your rabies dogs.
Ugh, how rude.
You're telling me. All right. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on social media at Joe and Alex Show. That's our Twitter, and that's our Instagram, and the number to call the show, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Make sure you save that in your phone, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Harrison dished on Colton Underwood's Bachelor season and revealed that the NFL player may not be a virgin for much longer. The Bachelor host said, actually, the V-card is still intact, but will it be in the next couple weeks? I don't know. I think it will be put to the test as they head to the fantasy suite overnight date. Harrison added that Underwood has taken his virginity very seriously, despite having spoken openly and lightheartedly about it. No kidding. He has taken it very seriously ever since he admitted that he was a virgin on live television. He cried every single episode about it and continued to cry on Bachelor in Paradise about it. French Montana admits that he wishes he could have saved Mac Miller. French Montana says he wishes he could have been there on the night his friend Mac Miller overdosed, and he feels like he could have stopped him and maybe saved his life.
I just feel like they let him get away with whatever, you know, he chooses to do. I feel like I have people that if I do something like that, like how I was to him, like a big brother, like, bro, like you bugging out. He ain't have that around him. Because if I did it that night, if I was around him a couple more nights, I would have made him stop. But he didn't have nobody that was doing that.
That's so sad. Breaking Bad might be a movie. The creator of Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, is working on a 2-hour movie, though it remains unclear if that will be released in theaters or just made for television. Details on the project are very slim, but a possible title could be Greenbrier, and it's unclear if the movie would be another prequel like AMC's Better Call Saul or a follow-up of some sort. It's also unclear if any of the original stars, such as Bryan Cranston or Aaron Paul, are involved in the new project, which sources stress will be set in the existing Breaking Bad franchise. The film project is said to follow the escape of a kidnapped man in his quest for freedom. Production is expected to begin this month in New Mexico.
I look forward to that. I'm a big Breaking Bad fan, so I'm hoping it actually has something close to that.
I feel like people are going to go absolutely berserk if it actually includes the original stars just because of how popular that show was.
Mm-hmm.
Little Xan opened up about his current struggles with addiction, the death of Mac Miller, and why he understands what Demi Lovato's going through right now. Xan said he was dealing with pills years ago before he got his break in rapping. He says when fentanyl burst on the scene, it scared him to death. He said, my friends were taking it. They were puking. I was just like, I can't. I'm out of the game. The deaths of Mac and Lil Peep made him curb his drug use, but he says he's still not clean. Much like Demi, he says he's gone through long periods of sobriety, but I relapse, and that's common. Any other addict would understand that stuff just happens.
I mean, what do you expect? The guy's name is Little Xan. Maybe, like, don't name yourself after drugs and pills.
Right. And John Stamos opens up about his fertility treatments with his wife coming up in the garbage an hour from now.
All right. Thank you, Liv.
You're welcome.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Liv the Web Girl has a lot of things that, well, she just doesn't get. This one, we're going to go out of this world to explain. Give us about 6 minutes.
More of the Joe and Alex Show is next on Radio Now.
Oh, Liv the Web girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Dumber okay, than... we get it. Liv the Web girl, what are spaceships?
Okay, so I know that they go to space, but what I don't get is why people freak out about like the fuel and stuff, and people just make it like such a big deal. Like, there's no gravity in space. Like, it's basically like you're swimming in a pool. So why are people so concerned about like the fuel? Like, you can just take boat oars out the windows and row through space to get back to Earth because you're floating. There's no gravity. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Political stuff. The Democrats, they now have control of the House of Representatives. The Republicans keep control of the Senate, and both sides can claim a little bit of victory, so that's nice. We also got our first openly gay governor, and Florida is allowing former felons to vote as long as they serve their time. How do you guys feel about the felons voting as long as they serve their time? That's interesting, because it's like, if you're a felon, you never get to vote again. Not anymore in Florida.
I just think Porkchop brought this up earlier. It's just there's so many in Florida. They just need people to vote.
They do, because all the old people are dying.
Yeah, it literally would probably be like 30% of the population of Florida is voting because the other 70% is all felons. Yeah,
you know what
felons.
You know what I wonder about too is like how many people that actually are felons are voting. Like, you know, I commit crimes, but I'm very involved in my civic duties. I might break the law, but I think I need to vote. I bet that doesn't come
That's
up.
That's so true.
This is amazing. A man walks to the polls after a deer totals his car. Talk about perseverance. And he's not some young guy. This man's a little bit up there in age. 83-year-old John Pinter of Wisconsin walked 1.5 miles to his local polling place in order to vote yesterday after a deer totaled his car the night before.
And I get 3 miles from Cedarburg, and guess what happened? I totaled out the car. I hit a deer, a big old buck that was either a 8 to 12 pointer. I live by myself. I have no relatives here. And so what are you going to do? I'm stranded. So I decided, well, I'll have to vote, but I'll have to walk down.
Oh, yeah. We're not done yet, though. This is absolutely amazing. John also has emphysema, but he didn't let that stop him from walking to the polls, even though he had to stop every 20 feet or so to take a little bit of a break.
I've walked a mile and a half. I have to stop every 20 feet because I get winded. But I made it. Oh, yeah. I haven't missed voting since I've been 21 years old. Aww. I'm 83 now. So... oh, I'd never miss an election.
Now, how did he keep going? What made him, like, not stop?
I'm also a vet. You learn in the service, you know, when the going gets tough, only the tough get going. So I got a problem right now. What do? You get out there and you get going. You don't feel sorry for yourself. You do what you have to do.
Dang straight you do.
I want a hug from this man so bad. Wow. I mean, incredible. He's probably the cutest old man in the world. I'm like looking out for a new grandparent.
I was going to say, that's grandpa goals right there.
I know. If he's available.
Grandpa, you better step it up.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he's
certainly fresh out.
All right. This reminds me when I was younger and I used to hang out with my hood rat friends and do hood rat things. Mm-hmm. This is totally me. A boy led police. This happened in Cleveland on a second high speed chase with police in the past 13 months. This 11-year-old boy stole his mom's Dodge Durango after they got into an argument about his mom taking away his PlayStation. The boy led cops on a chase and eventually crashed and flipped the SUV. He was arrested and currently is in juvie.
All right, your vehicle's running on me.
Within seconds, the chase is on. The driver running red lights, shutting his off. Speeding through town.
Pulling away from me, I'm doing 75.
What no one realized, the driver, just 11 years old. Investigators say he took his mom's car after she went to bed. A joyride with a crashing end.
He went like up to 90 miles per
hour. What?
Yes, insane.
That is so dangerous. He probably thought he was in Grand Theft Auto. Like, he probably did that because he plays so much Grand Theft Auto. I'm not even kidding. That game is literally insane.
I've actually seen some of the footage of him driving, and he is a better driver than Live the Web Girl.
Hey, come on.
I can't confirm that he was able to stay in his lane.
So dramatic.
And a few more stories here. Joe's Need to Know News. What would you do in this situation? Because this is disgusting. A guy was flying on Delta from Atlanta to Miami last week, and he found doo-doo on his seat.
Ew. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
The crew refused to clean it up, and they made him sit in it or miss his flight.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yep. They're like,
that's insane.
They're like, here's a bottle of, some gin. You can wipe off it with the alcohol to disinfect. And here's some things to, like, clean it up. Or you can just miss the flight because I guess the cleaning crew didn't get to it in time.
That is insane. I cannot believe the flight attendants didn't do that.
Delta apologized and offered him 50,000 frequent flyer miles. He's thinking about taking legal action. What would you do? Would you have if you had to get somewhere, would you be like, oh, okay, got to do the doo-doo?
I remember being 3 years old and being upset about sitting in those baby high chairs if there's like food on them. So yeah, I would definitely not sit on the plane doo-doo.
Honestly, I have an idea.
Oh, okay. I like ideas.
All right, someone go to the bathroom. I'll get you a bag. We'll go to the airport. Rub it on the seat. I'll sit in it. Someone else can sit in it. And then we'll collect the 50,000 frequent flyer miles.
We'll split
them between the three of us. Are you kidding me? I would do that.
Only good for like one or two flights.
Yeah, it's not that many.
Really?
Yeah, I do flight points.
And by the way, we'd have to buy a plane ticket too. Like, it costs money. You can't just walk onto a plane.
Oh my gosh, fine. I guess you guys want to have no fun today. So, fine. Okay, we won't go and rub poop on the seat.
Don't want to sit and do.
Thanks, Liv, for your genius idea. Really, really appreciate that one. And finally, travel experts are predicting the busiest Thanksgiving season at the airport on record. The TSA is projecting 25 million travelers this Thanksgiving, 7% more people than last year. Thousands of people plan to start their holiday even sooner than usual. As early as November 16th, they think that's going to start picking up, making Thanksgiving rush last a full 10 days until the 26th of November. So that's wonderful. I would never fly in the holidays. I just drive. If I can't drive to you, I ain't gonna see you. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009. Call the Joe and Alex Show. Also 833-JOE-ALEX. Yeah, we got our names on the phone numbers now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you can relate to what producer Porkchop did yesterday, which I know we all make mistakes, but dang, man, I would feel like sick to my stomach if this happened to me. What did you forget to do?
I almost forgot my dad's birthday.
Wait, did you or did you not?
I woke up. I took a nap, and I woke up at 11:55 p.m. and looked at the clock and was like, oh my goodness, there's 5 minutes left in my dad's birthday. So I texted my mom and said, hey, I'm going to call dad tomorrow and wish him a happy birthday.
So you actually never wished your father happy birthday on his birthday.
Right.
You're not going to win the best son award. Do you and your dad not get along?
Oh, no. Yeah, we do. We do. We're good.
Does he call and wish you happy birthday on your birthday?
Of course.
I just could not imagine not wishing my father a happy birthday and how devastating that would be for him.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just being honest. I'm not.
Trying to make me feel bad. I'm about to cry.
I guess it's coming off that way. It definitely is coming off that way, but I'm not. But when, I thought you were going to say that you weren't that close with your dad, and that would kind of make sense. But me and my dad are so close. Like, he is literally my best friend. Wow. And, I mean, he would be crushed. I would be crushed if I ever forgot his birthday.
But I didn't forget.
Okay, well, he doesn't know that you didn't forget. And if you say, I remembered yesterday at 11:55 p.m. and then I was going to call, who's going to believe that?
Oh, I mean, I texted my mom and it says next to it at 11:55 that I... 11:54.
Okay, I'm confused. Why would you text your mom at 11:54 and be like, hey, I'm going to wish dad a happy birthday tomorrow and not just text your dad at 11:55?
Hold on, my dad doesn't text.
317-239-1009. Anybody else kind of in the doghouse like Pork Chop over here where you forgot to maybe wish somebody a happy birthday? Or God, if you're a guy, you'll be killed if you forgot like an anniversary. That is, I think, the biggest thing you could do wrong here. But yeah, why didn't you did? Because you talked about it yesterday. Didn't you say to us it was your dad's birthday during the show?
Like, yeah, because, all right, long story, but I'm going to make it super short. I've had my car for 11 years, and I bought it when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
But it's registered in my dad's name.
So, got
and
it.
Now in Michigan, you have to renew your registration on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I knew yesterday was his birthday, because I had to renew my registration.
Mm-hmm.
But I still forgot. I mean, come on, we're busy with the show. You know what it's like.
Wait.
I was here till 2 p.m. yesterday.
The only reason why you know your dad's birthday is because your car's in his name.
Oh, this
that's
is bad.
Also.
No, it wasn't always like that, obviously, because I got a car at 17. So
you didn't know your dad's birthday until you were 17. I'm really getting twisted here, because I was in like second grade and was like, yeah, my dad's birthday's April 7th. I know the year.
I knew that.
I know my dad's social security number.
That's weird.
Well, that's,
I know,
that's a whole other thing.
I know my mom's is right around Thanksgiving, the 27th.
Do you think
Thanksgiving
or you know?
Changes? I know. And I know their anniversary.
I'm just
7th.
So confused. Also, I get your dad doesn't text. He's not like,
right.
Hey, you up, or like,
right. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Can he read a text? I'm sure he can read a text message.
He just, okay, well, something you need to understand. How old are you?
Okay, I'm 24.
Right, so you came out practically with a cell phone in your hand. Like, I remember life before cell phones, so not everyone is as young as you. So,
well, clearly.
Like, my dad, he finally just, like, got a cell phone, and I'm pretty sure it's like, one you can't really text.
Well, I actually, I'm not kidding. I'm giving Pork Chop such a hard time. But like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, it was my little. Okay, so I was in a sorority, and you have like little sisters, and it's like a big thing. It's a big deal. And it was my little sister's birthday. And I saw other people posting on social media about it, but I didn't have time to like text her. I saw it in passing. So I was like, oh, like when I get home, I'll text her or something like that. And then I forgot. And then it was like the next day. And then I just felt so guilty that like I never wish her a happy birthday, because I felt so bad and felt so awkward that I forgot about it. And so now I'm just like, I'm trying to like, I don't know how to approach it.
No, wait, isn't that the same like sorority that you got kicked out of?
Yes, but we're not talking about that right now, Joe. Just because I bring up my sorority doesn't mean we have to talk about how I got kicked out.
Bud.
I don't know. My mom's on the phone.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Is this Pork Chop's
You're
mom?
You're lying.
Yeah, this is Pork Chop's mom.
Mama Chop.
Tell her not to curse. You're live on the radio.
Oh, yeah,
she's done it before.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my family doesn't say the F word, but you can on the radio. Mama Chop, on a scale of 1 to disappointed, how disappointed is this for the family that Pork Chop can't even remember his own father's birthday?
Well, you can talk to Dad right now. Here.
Oh, there we go.
I'm so excited.
Why isn't my mom at work?
Papa Chop.
She's getting ready. You know, I'm loading the car up, and she's going to go.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Hey, Papa Chop.
Hi.
This is Joe and Liv. We just want to wish you a happy belated. If we would have known it was your birthday, we would have got the number and called.
Oh, okay.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. See if you could remember next year.
Are you disappointed? Were you, like, expecting all day a phone call from your son?
Uh-huh.
Aww.
Yeah, but I figured he forgot or was too busy, you know.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear this.
No, I remembered. Did Mom tell you that I texted her last night at 11:55?
Oh, she was sleeping, and I was sleeping.
See, that's why I didn't call. I didn't want to wake you up. I knew Mom had to get up early for work. I did text Mom at 11:55 last night, and I said, I forgot to text Dad on his birthday, but it was still your birthday yesterday, but...
You know what? Yeah. You know what would make this right? I mean, I can't speak for Papa Chop, but I think everybody listening would agree. Maybe right now, Liv and I turn our mics down, and you real quick just sing happy birthday to your pop.
I agree.
Oh, man.
Serenade your father for his birthday.
Let him hear what he should have heard yesterday. Go ahead. It's all yours, Pork Chop.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dad, Papa Chop's Frank. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Thank Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pleasure to have you on the show, by the way, Papa Chop and Mama Chop. We appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You Bye. Too.
Wow, your parents are great. I can't believe you
I mean, how adorable.
I can't believe you wouldn't call and wish your own father a happy birthday.
Brings a tear to my eye.
And mine too. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call us because I need to have this clarified. It's a burning thing inside my soul, and it's an argument we're having on the show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What's worth more, a dollar or a euro? We were arguing about this, and I need an answer because I think Live the Web Girl is crazy. I've been trying to do the math here, and it's blowing my mind. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Explain this, because we're just randomly talking about it.
Yes, okay, so a euro, all right?
Not a gyro.
No, a euro is worth $1.15, okay?
Like currently right now. Okay,
so U.S. money. So one euro is equivalent to $1.15 in America. That
means that you have more with American money.
No, it doesn't. That
USA,
means that it means that the euro is worth more. The euro is worth more than... The euro is worth more than the American dollar. How are you not understanding this? I mean, this is insane.
Let me explain why I'm laughing.
Okay.
I cannot take you seriously because you don't know that we lose an hour fallback. that's why I don't believe you.
Here's the thing. I am actually intelligent. I do know stuff. Like, I really do actually know some stuff.
Okay, but
I really don't know a lot of other stuff. Okay. And I admit when I don't know.
But in the U.S. dollar, right?
It's
$1.15.
Yes.
And then the euro, it's $1, right?
Yes.
So which one's bigger?
One's
more?
So the euro is worth more.
Because it's less?
Because if you had... Hold on.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Okay, here's the thing. If you had only one U.S. dollar and you had only one euro, if you try to spend the euro in America, you could buy something that was worth $1.15. If you tried to buy something in Europe with $1, you could only buy something that's worth 87 cents. Does that make sense?
Good morning, Joe and Alex.
I just don't understand how you don't get this.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dawn.
Dawn, are you a math whiz?
So I am not, but I do agree that I often find myself checking my pants with Liz's story and her don't know anything. She is correct on this, though, because I've been to Europe twice. If I go in and I hand them $500 to spend in Europe because they will not take American money and you go shopping, you'll walk away, and I'm not doing the math because I'm driving, with about $280. If you go to hand them your Europe money when you leave, your euros, they will hand you, you hand them 80 euros, they will hand you more. So it's kind of like you lose money when you get back. If you hand them 80 euros because you spent most of your money, they're going to hand you $70 in American money.
Okay. A one U.S. dollar is only equivalent to 87 cents in Europe.
Which means it's worth 13 cents more. It's 13 cents more than a euro. Suck it, Europe. We're America.
No. I mean, how is he not understanding this? I literally just don't get it. The euro has more weight. It is worth more money.
It doesn't matter what weighs more. It's not just by weight. It's the actual amount that it's worth.
I'm going to go crazy. I swear. I don't understand. Do you seriously not understand what I'm saying? That a euro is worth more?
I still just see a clock when I look at you, and I see like 1 hour back, and that's all I could think of.
I know, isn't it crazy? Why does my brain get so jumbled mumbled with that stuff? But like, I understand currencies.
I just feel bad for the mice that are inside. They're just running and spinning like, please stop the wheel, damn!
Which way do we go?
What? It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Leonardo DiCaprio has been dating Argentinian woman, American actress Camila Monroe since late 2017. According to W Magazine, they've apparently known each other for almost a decade now, but this is the first time they've been romantically linked. This means that DiCaprio was 33 years old and Monroe was 11 when they met. That is crazy.
That's a little creepy, but yeah. I mean, she was almost 12.
Yeah, and Camila's mother is now 42, and Leo is 43. So he's literally a year older than her mother. Leo is no stranger to this kind of age gap, though, because he dated Tony Garm when he was almost 40 and she was 20. And for both girls, he threw them their 21st birthday parties.
That's so weird.
I think that is literally so bizarre. Ariana Grande was named Billboard's 2018 Woman of the Year. The singer, songwriter, actress, and activist will be presented the award December 6th at the 13th Annual Women in Music Dinner and Awards Gala in New York. Ariana joins previously honored as Woman of the Year, including Selena Gomez, Madonna, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift. And honestly, after the year that she has had, there's like no one that deserves it more.
It's amazing how she's been getting through all this. It's gotta be tough.
Right. And while talking with Busy Tonight, John Stamos talked about his fertility problems while getting pregnant with his wife and shared a funny story. He said, while in a room trying to give a sample, you kind of catching my drift.
Oh, I think I know what you mean when you're saying sample. Yeah.
Trying to get a sample at a fertility clinic to help his wife, Caitlin, get pregnant. He turned on the TV and Fuller House was on.
And I went into this little room where they go in there. And they said, if you need any stimulation or whatever, there's videos and there's this TV here. And just turn the thing. So I said, all right. I turn the TV on. It's on. And it's on Fuller House. If I'm going to myself, it's going to be my old self, not the new.
Oh, my gosh. That is that's quite the sight to see.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious. And Kenan Thompson from SNL was on The View yesterday and did a Whoopi Goldberg impression. He talked about his impressions of the host, and then Thompson put on her glasses and did the impression for the host and the entire audience.
I don't think I have that audio right there. What would it be, Kenan Thompson? I don't think I have it for you right now.
All right. Well, it was pretty funny, but I mean, he's
done
the...
Can you impersonate it for me?
I'm Whoopi Goldberg. I have my glasses on. That guy in the White House is no good. That's pretty much what the impression sounded like. But
that is pretty good. I'm impressed.
And then coming up in the next garbage, I tell you about Ray J and Kim Kardashian drama.
All right. Thank you, Liv.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we're trying to help you out. Can apologizing to your ex actually be good for you? I know you're like, hell no, but think about that. Can apologizing to your ex actually be good for you? That's going to be something we'll talk about next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Call the Joe and Alex Show. Our number, it's got our name in it, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also on social media is at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Liv, the web girl, you found this, so maybe you can explain some more to me, just the basic summary, but it pretty much says that, look, you might want to actually apologize to your ex because it'll be good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we're saying here?
Yeah. So I read an article that says that actually saying thank you to your ex is the best thing you can do to help you move on and grow. And you can thank them for just being a part of your life, the things that you learn from the relationship. Because pretty much every relationship you're in either helps you grow or helps you learn in some sort of way. Even if it's, I've learned that I should never be with someone like you, or I've learned that I'm stronger than this relationship, whatever. It's helped you learn something in some sort of way. So they're saying that saying thank you can actually help your mind process the feelings to move on and to actually start to forgive that person and help, like, just jumpstart your brain into, like, processing the relationship and getting over it.
I guess if there's a therapeutic value to it, I understand that. But at the same time, like, they're your ex for a reason. Like, why would I want to thank my ex or do anything? Like, if you're my ex, most likely, I don't like you. Especially if I broke up with you and you didn't get rid of me. Like, you're dead to me.
Right. I had an ex that was awful, so controlling, cheated on me, whatever. But then it made me realize, okay, I'm never going to date someone that puts me down or calls me bad names again. So I grew. I learned from that. And also, I learned and I was like, you know what? I'm so much better than that. I can't believe I put up with that for so long. So I learned something so I could thank them for the time we spent together and the things I learned. Also, you get together with someone for a reason. So they had to have at least one redeeming quality, even if they lost it throughout, like, the end of the relationship. At the beginning of the relationship, there had to be one redeeming quality, one thing they did for you that you can thank them for.
I can get on board with this because that's kind of my theory in life is, not just necessarily with an ex, but in every situation, you should always overthink you. Like me on the show, like if you give me something, you know, thank you. If I used to be waiting tables at Applebee's and I take someone's order, thank you. So like, I think over thank yous definitely help in any situation.
Pork chop, I agree you should be saying thank you to people, but overdoing it like with the exes, I disagree. 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Let me put you two on the spot, and this is a question I'd like people to call in and with. What's the last thing you said to your ex?
So like mine definitely wasn't thank you.
I didn't think it would be. Yeah.
I maybe need to go back and like now say thank you. The last thing I told my ex was that he needs professional help and help from a therapist and that I am not a professional nor a therapist or his therapist.
All right, Pork Chop, so, what is the last thing you said to your ex?
I'm pretty sure it was something along the lines of, don't be so hard on yourself. You're a good guy.
That sounds like you're letting somebody down easy.
Yeah, that does too. That kind of is like a coward move.
All right,
833. Like, oh, you're good, but not good enough to be with
Joe
me.
Joe Alex, that's 833-563-2539. Get my Ric Flair on. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I highly recommend doing that. Joe's Journey, giving you a little update. Last week, I weighed in at 390.0. This week, slow, but it's something. I lost 1.8 pounds. I'm down to 388.2. That is 16.2 pounds total. But guys, I've been a hot mess lately. I'm going to have to talk to you guys. Maybe next week we can kick off some kind of a challenge. I need your support, Liv. I need your support, Pork Chop, because I know you work out. Well, it's just, I am losing weight, barely though, like 1 or 2 pounds. But I just know myself physically, like I'm eating better, but physically I'm not working out like I was a month and a half ago. I want to do it, but I'm not inspired to do it. Does that make sense? Like, I want to start lifting weights. I know I'll feel good after I get a good workout in, but it's like, I don't know.
Okay, see, I think that you're the type of person that if you listen to like a motivational speech or something, that would get you going. So there's this one guy who's actually really good. He talks to a lot of football teams and he's a motivational speaker. And I think that you need to like listen to that to kind of like motivate yourself. You just need to do it. Like, if you're sitting on the couch, first things first, you just need to think about step by step. You just need to think, okay, you know what? Put on workout clothes. I'm just going to put them on and then we'll see.
Okay.
Put on the workout clothes and then put in your headphones.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put on my headphones and then start listening to the motivational podcast and then start listening to it or the speech, whatever it is. Start listening to it. And I feel like that'll pump you up because you get really pumped up when you like listen to like TED Talks and stuff like that. And so I think that'll really motivate you. And then it's just, then it's doing it. You got to do it for the first couple times. But here's the thing, Joe, too.
Yeah.
You have to do it reasonable. Don't work out 7 days a week. Don't work out 6 days a week. Honestly, for you, don't even work out 5 days a week right now. Just do something easy. Do like 4 days a week. And you have to fit cardio in there. You can't just lift weights. If you really want to lose some serious weight, you have to do some cardio.
Why don't you become my trainer?
I mean, Joe, I literally am not joking.
You.
No. I mean, okay, well, one, I'm not a professional.
You sound like one to
me. And two, I have said that I will help you. I have given you health tips, dieting tips, healthy eating, clean eating tips. I mean, I have been giving you tips even since before we've been doing Joe's Journey on air. Since literally the first day I met you, before I was even working here, when I was just coming up to visit Alex, the very first day over a year and a half ago, have tried to do that. And you're like, you don't listen. So,
hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Jerry Lynn.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to give you, I am a personal trainer and I've been listening to your journey for a while. And I think you just need a plan.
Probably. I mean, I am the kind of person, no matter what it is, working out or anything in life, if you just give me marching orders and I'll march. I hate having to think of stuff or do stuff.
He loves every single second planned out.
No, I do. Like,
he literally loves it.
My wife's like, what, are you a child? Because I'm like, Lindsay, if you just tell me what to do and like to do the laundry, she's like, well, I told you. Like, no. Type it out for me. Write it out for me so I don't forget and I'll totally do it.
All right. Writing it down on a piece of paper right now. Go work out.
All right.
I feel like if you don't want to get a personal trainer, there are apps out there that will map your workouts for you.
All right. Well, hang on. Let me get your information off air. Just hang on. We'll get to you in a second, okay?
I just don't understand why you haven't gotten a personal trainer yet. Like, this is almost exhausting. Like,
it's my personality, Liv. I'm not trying to do this for attention.
What do you mean personality? You're normally like a go-getter. You get things done so quickly when it comes to work and your career, and then it's like your personal health and your personal growth, and like you don't do anything.
This is a therapy thing. If my therapist Julie was here, she would say the same thing. This is a breakthrough. You know why? Because I put everything into my job, and I don't take care of myself. I'm the last thing I worry about.
That's amazing that you recognize that. Shut up. That's amazing you recognize that, but now it's start putting it into change.
I know.
You recognize it, and then you start taking action.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Keith.
Hey, Keith. What's up? What did you want to say?
No, I wanted to give you some advice about motivational speakers if you were planning on listening to one.
Yeah, who do you got?
There's a retired rear admiral from the Navy who is a former Navy SEAL.
Okay.
William H. McCraven. He gave a speech to the University of Texas in 2014. I listen to it every single morning.
Is that the one? Because I think I've heard it. If I know what you're talking about, is that the one where he talks about making the bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen to it every morning on my way to the gym.
What's his name again? Because I have to hear it again. But that you bring up a good thing. Maybe we can share that on our Joe and Alex show Instagram story for people to get motivated. What's his name?
William H. McCraven.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing that.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
You have a good day. Let's just do a few more people calling in. I appreciate it. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, turn your radio down for me, buddy. We'll just talk to you on the phone. What did you want to say?
A couple things. One, you need advice from a FFM, a fellow fat man.
no longer live
because that doesn't help you any. She's already a tiny one. You need one that helps, you know, get down to size.
All right, so are you a former FFM?
I'm in between, so okay. I'll go with yes.
All right, well, then what did you do? What's your little story?
She says, you know, start off, do something easy 4 days. 4 days is a lot. 4 days is hard. You need to start out by 2 days, like 1-2 days. Just get yourself started. Start moving.
You're totally right. Fun. And just be honest, you're totally right. But do you struggle as an FFM or a former one or
in
between?
You better believe it.
But because like my thing is like, it makes sense. What Liv's saying, like, Joe, you just have to do something. I'm like, no, I've got to do 7 things and I should probably try to do a 5K this weekend to really lose weight. In reality, I won't be able to walk. Like I struggle with actually doing what is logistic.
Wait.
It makes logical.
I'll be chafing so bad I wouldn't be able to walk the next day.
Do you want to know why?
I'm chafing right now. Thank you, bud.
It all comes down to Joe being dramatic. It's like he can't even do anything like easily. He's just got to be so dramatic and over the top about it.
Listen, I am a dramatic person, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay, I also want to say one thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to call you out here, but I am going to call you out because we're holding you accountable.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Pork chop, you'll get to learn. We call him out sometimes. This past week, not even just this week, but the week before, which is like in between the two Wednesdays, I have seen you eat so much candy from our boss's office. So much candy. And it's like dude, you gotta cut that stuff out. I am not saying cut carbs out, cut an entire thing out. You can't eat processed sugar like that if you're trying to lose weight. I mean, I get it if you want to have, you know, like red meat for dinner or whatever. You don't want to go so extreme and cut a ton of things out, but candy, that's like the easiest thing to cut out. The more you eat sugar, the more your body gets addicted to it. You have to cut it out.
Dang, live the web, girl. Cracking the whip over here.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to help you.
I do appreciate it. And you know what I feel bad about? I know, because I get direct messages from people on the Joe and Alex show and on my social media, Joe Pesh Radio. And they're like, hey, keep it up. But just, it is so hard as we wrap up Joe's journey this week. I do feel like people, it's like the fat guy crying wolf, kind of like the kid crying wolf. I'm not, I swear on everything that I love, I'm not doing this for attention. Do you know how much I'd love to be on the radio right now saying, I'm down 50 pounds or 40 pounds or 30 pounds? Like, it sucks butt that I'm only down like 16 something when I was down almost 25. Like,
yeah.
I don't like it. And I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm not trying to have people pat me on my back and say, it's okay, Joe. It's okay. You're doing a good job. No, actually, I'm not, because like it's failing. But I think it's real. And hopefully, if you're listening right now, you haven't given up on me, because I'm really trying to do it for myself first. But I'm hoping I can inspire. That's the power of radio. I can inspire one person to be like, because I've had messages like, hey, I'm down 50 pounds because you talked about it. And that's all on you. That's nothing to do with me. You put in the work and ate right and did stuff. But that's why I keep on going. But I hope if you're listening, you're not like, oh, God, if I have to hear another week of him sucking or an excuse, I'm never going to listen to the Joe and Alex show. I hope we're not losing listeners.
I'll make a statement right now that I will help you. I'll help.
How will you help me?
Because, like, I mean, I'm not, you know, as big as you, but I'm pretty big. And
you struggle with your weight, because I don't know much about you, producer Porkchop.
I do struggle with weight. I mean, just this earlier this year, I was 180. Now I'm 220.
Okay.
So to fluctuate 40 pounds in a couple months, it's probably not good. But I'm on the up end. I need to go back on the down end.
I would kill somebody to be down to 220. I don't think I've been 220 since third grade.
Oh, gosh.
833 Joe Alex. We would love to hear from you for what you're into. That is 833-563-2539. By the way, I wish everybody's like phone number had their name in it. It would be so damn easy to remember numbers. Like, oh, that's one blah, 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 pork chop. I'm like, or blah, 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 live the web girl, or blah, 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 Alex.
You might be onto something.
So, but that's easy to remember. Save it. It's our number, brand new, in your phone, 833-JOE-ALEX. All right, you can join in also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and let us know what you're into. I will kick it off, and I am so excited about this game. I'm addicted. And it's been out for a while, but there's a brand new version. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you what Joe is into this week, and it is Trivia Crack 2.
What?
It is the greatest game in the entire world. You guys ever play Trivia Crack?
Yeah.
Like
6 years ago?
Yeah. Literally when I was a junior in college.
It is the absolute greatest game. Hold on. Let me spin it real quick. Okay, what's it going to land on?
Ooh, geography, geography.
Ooh, no, 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 no. It is...
sports?
History. Dang it. Ugh. I suck at history. Wish me luck real quick.
Same.
Play.
That's the least surprising
when
thing.
When is Thanksgiving celebrated? February, December, November, none of the above. November. Yes, I killed it.
That was kind of easy. That's a holiday with food.
How is there a sequel to this game? Because it sounds like it's literally the same thing. What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just updated with newer questions, but I love it.
That's it? That's Trivia Crack 2? It's just newer questions? I mean, that sounds idiotic. Why can't they just update the app?
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now? Why are you hating on one of the greatest games of all time?
No, I'm not hating on it. I mean, if you're into it, good for you. I'm glad you're into something.
Do you want to give out your Trivia Crack name? I'll play you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yes, it's going to be all my stuff on anything is Joe Pesh Radio. Joe Pesh Radio.
Pesh
Radio. Yep.
Radio. Okay.
So well, thank you. It's better than like Joe 127-12-18-9.
That's true.
_
XOXO.
5.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, XOXO.
So that's what I'm into. Liv, what do you got this week?
I'm really into coconut oil. You can like literally buy the cooking coconut oil. You just have to make sure it's like not the spray in the can, but it's actually like in a tub.
Okay.
And it's like kind of like the thick coconut oil. And I've been doing hair treatments. So I'll take some coconut oil, and it's pretty hard. When you open up the jar, it's like kind of hard. So you kind of have to like rub it and like kind of scoop it up with your fingers, and it like melts in between your hands. So I just rub my hands together, and then I put it on the ends of my hair and just like throughout the hair. So I have layers. So like the ends are all over at different heights, and I put it all on the ends of my hair and like at the like underneath all my hair. I put it on those because those little hairs tend to be like drier and like break off more easily, because I have never had bad split ends or damaged hair in my entire life. But I decided to get like a tiny bit of color treatment in May, and it absolutely torched the top layer of my hair.
Oh, that sucks.
So why are you cooking your hair? Do you know what that smells
like?
No,
I'm not cooking it. Okay, so what you do is you put the coconut oil in it and you let it sit. I let it sit yesterday for about 4 hours. I put it in my hair. I was just sitting at home. I wasn't doing anything. I put it in my hair, put my hair up into a bun, and then you wash it out. You have to do it on a day when you're going to take a shower. I mean, unless you want to walk around with like kind of greasy hair.
Don't you shower every day?
I shower my body. I don't wash my hair. Are you joking? That is so awful for your hair to wash it every single day.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I thought you were saying like you don't shower every day.
No, I shower off my body. But then also you have to know though, when you wash your hair, you might have to wash it through with shampoo twice, because it can make it a little bit greasy. And don't put it in your roots. Just put it on the ends of your hair where your hair is dry. And like, girls, my hair is so soft today. Or anyone with long hair, or anyone with hair that like
Pork
wants
chop.
To make it healthier.
Run your hands through her hair real quick just to,
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, run it through.
Good.
Okay. It's still kind of wet from my shower.
Ooh.
That I took last night.
It is. It feels like greasy bacon.
It is not greasy. It's
wet.
Well,
it's oil.
It's just soft.
You know what I always heard is good for your hair, but I don't have any. I heard if you put mayonnaise in your hair, it's good.
I would actually throw up. That's so disgusting, and I've never heard that in my life.
No,
I've never heard that. That is such a lie. That's so disgusting. That's
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I think mayonnaise is something a lot of women put in their hair.
Is that some kinky stuff you and Lindsay do at home, huh?
Yeah, maybe sometimes I bring a little bacon. I'm like, hey, baby, put the BLT with you and me.
Put some 7-layer dip in your hair. That's so gross.
Ay, caramba. All right. Pork chop, what are you into? Are you into mayonnaise?
Yeah, I like mayo, but that's not what I'm into right now.
Okay.
So years ago, my mom won $1,000 on a website. And
whoa, no way.
Did this website have cameras?
No. It's called the GSN.com.
Oh, Game Show Network?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm just into it. You win oodles, and then you trade in your oodles to win real prizes or
this
real money.
Sounds like a child's game. You win oodles?
No, what? It's not child's game. You play Free Cell. I bet you don't even know how to play that.
I don't even know what that is. But what's in oodles?
No, that's the prize you win for playing the games. Like, you win, like, coins.
Good
we'll
morning.
Coins.
Hold on. Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, what's up? What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that mayonnaise definitely goes in your hair.
What? I'm wrong?
How does the bald guy have all the hair information?
Wait, no way. What does it do to your hair? Do you know? Is it good for your hair?
I've never done it, but I know that mayonnaise, honey, and avocado are really good for your hair.
So I knew honey and I knew avocado.
Honey.
But I did not know mayonnaise. That kind of grosses me out, though. Why not just do
it's
coconut
really gross,
oil?
But it's the same thing, like the oils in it make it really
like,
soft.
I feel like coconut oil would be better than mayonnaise just because it's thicker and more natural than mayo. So how about we just stick to coconut oil instead of mayo? I do know that mayo does get rid of lice. I actually saw that on an episode of The Office.
Well, I've never had lice, so I don't know.
Okay. Well,
listen, you want to lose listeners? Keep on accusing them of having lice. What's next?
No, I'm not accusing her.
She has bed bugs, too.
I'm just letting people know.
Actually, if you do have lice or bed bugs, you can put mayonnaise in your bed, too, and it'll kill them there, too. You can have a whole bed.
Okay, well, that's a good fact.
Because doesn't it suffocate them? Ew, gosh, I can't even talk about lice.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening right now and you get a mattress off the street, just put mayonnaise all over it.
I'm not kidding. I'm, like, cringing. I'm, like, I can't sit still when we talk about
gross
stuff
like that. Why do you cringe when I try to help out people that listen to the Joe and Alex
show? No, I just don't like anything that has to do with bugs.
No, I'm just saying, if you've got bugs in your bed, or if you go to a hotel before you go to bed at night, put mayonnaise all over the mattress.
I actually had a group of friends that had, like, a scabies ape. outbreak.
Scabies?
Scabies, that's how you meant.
Okay, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I think that's called herpes. So I'm just throwing that one out there, okay? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Hell. They call me Jane.
That's not my name. Come on.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Liv the Web Girl has asked for some mic time on the show so she can do a little PSA. What is your beef?
So I have a PSA, a public service announcement. My name, for those of you that do not know, is Liv, as in L, as in Lucy, I, as in Igloo, and V, as in Victor. You don't realize how many texts, or not how many tweets, how many calls from when I like answer phones and everything I get that people think my name is Liz. Everyone calls me Liz, as in L-I-Z and Z as in zebra. It's not Liz. There's no Z as in zebra in my name. It is just Liv. There was a guy who worked here and he thought that my name was Liz and he called me Liz every day for like the first 7 months that I worked here.
I mean, I don't think you should be too upset because, well, I mean, no offense, but like Liv, it's like L-I, it sounds like L-I-V-E, you know, like Liv, and that's weird. Is it short for something?
Olivia.
Oh, well, okay, that makes more sense, but you can't,
don't be dirty.
I mean, I would think that people would know that. I'm not angry. This is just for people to know. I'm not upset about it. I just want to let people know because, like, I think it's kind of funny, but like, I just want people to know out there.
317-239-1009 or 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. What are people saying wrong when it comes to your name? I remember my mom got so pissed at my brother's elementary school teacher. His birth name is Robert. We all call him Bob. And she'd always be like, well, Bobby's doing this and Bobby's doing that. She's like, his name is not Bobby. No, like she got like legit like mad about it, and Bob would come home like, the teacher called me Bobby again. I guess he didn't like it either. So for whatever reason, she kept on calling him the wrong name. I don't have a problem. My name's Joe. You really can't mess up Joe.
Mine is so annoying. On the phone, people never get my name right. It's Garrett, but they're like, oh, Jared, Gary. Like it's like no one's ever. I have to like really enunciate it.
Honestly,
like Garrett.
Yeah,
Garrett is a little weird.
That.
It's kind of like Ferret.
Yeah, Garrett's not like the most common name, and there's so many names that are so close like it. I can kind of get that, honestly.
Yeah, it is. I get you now. It is kind of annoying.
Yeah. See, it's just like, I'm not mad about it. It's just like a PSA so people know so they're not, like, if anything, like, they look stupid.
833-JOE-ALEX.
No
offense. That's 833-563-2539.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Hell. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi.
What's up?
Alex.
Hey, what's your name?
Alex.
Hey, is that Alex or Alex? See, now I'm kind of wondering. I'm probably saying your name wrong.
Hi, there's two things with my name.
Hey, talking to your phone, I can barely hear you.
I'll take it off speaker.
Yes, please.
There's two things with my name. My name is Alex with an X, but people say Alice all the time. And then my full name is Alexandra, and people still call me Alexander. I'm not a boy.
Hey, Alexander, how you doing?
Yes. I just look at him. I'm like, clearly a girl.
So do you just give up on that eventually, or do you keep it going?
No, I keep it going. I find it extremely irritating.
Our boss just texted in. Her name is Cherise, but she constantly gets called Charles.
Also, she constantly gets called, what do you call her, Joe? You call her something wrong every single time.
I thought we weren't going to talk about what I
no,
call
no,
her.
No, no, no.
Oh, the other name. The other
yeah,
name.
The other name that you call her.
No, it's Cherise, and I think I called her, I didn't say Sherry, did I?
I don't know why. Joe calls her
Cherise, if you're listening, what did I call you? Because she was like, that is not my name.
He calls her something wrong every single time, and it's so funny. I lose it.
Oh, I think I called her Cherise, I think, or something like that.
Cherise, something like that.
I don't know what I did. She fired me for it, so that's cool. But, hey, I'm sorry to hear that, but thank you for sharing this morning. See, you're not alone, Liv, when people call you. So, one more time, what do you want people to call you?
Liv, L-I-V as in Victor.
Okay, cool. Let's go to another phone this morning. Alice is on the Joe and Alex show. What happens? What name's getting said wrong here?
OMG. I get Alex, Alicia, Allison. I mean, I'm like, it's Alice, like Alice in Wonderland. How hard is it? Seriously.
Now, do you correct people? Like, you're kind of getting a little aggressive with me right now. I'm just throwing it out there.
Right. I don't correct people because I feel like I don't want to come off as combative.
Yeah.
So I don't correct people, but you know, after like if I've known you for like a little while, because I'm a preschool teacher, so if a parent is constantly calling me Alex, like throughout the year, I'm gonna tell them eventually, but I'm not gonna say it the first few times.
Okay, I get that one. Alice, thank you for calling in, and thanks for taking care of the kids. All right, producer Porkchop setting me up to fail miserably here, and I apologize. On line number four, I'm going to guess that your name is Matuba.
No, it's Mudatu.
Oh, my God, did I butcher that one? Say it again.
Yeah. Mudatu.
Mudatu.
Yeah.
Mudatu, of course, is what I was going to say. So what do people say? That's an easy name, Mudatu. How do people mess that one up?
They say Mudasadu, Maudatu. I've heard so many things, like I can't even keep up with it.
Now, where's that name from?
My parents are from West Africa, so it's actually a small country, Guinea, Conakry.
Okay.
From there, yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you. Did you
hate the first day of school because you just already knew that, like, every teacher was going to get it wrong?
Oh, yeah. I would see them, like, look at the roster, and I just knew that they were about to butcher my name.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Mentally for it.
Their eyes start to squint, their heads kind of turn, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're on my name.
Has anybody in your life besides family ever pronounced your name correctly, like at a doctor's office or somewhere when they called your name?
Yeah, I actually had, like, I had a substitute teacher. She came in, and I was just preparing myself for her to mess up my name, and then she actually said it right. I was like, oh, wow, that's shocking, because not everyone can pronounce my name right, so I really appreciate it when people are able to do it the first time.
That's awesome. Well, hey, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Notice how I don't say it again, because I know yeah. I'll totally butcher it right there. Oh, wow. Let's do some social media. What do you got?
Kira says, my name is Kira, and people pronounce it Kara, Kiara, Kiera, but it's Kira, and they constantly spell it weird, too. Okay, the way she spells it looks like Kiara. That's kind of on you, girlfriend, for, like, having a complicated name with complicated spelling and not really spelling it correctly. Also, our boss texted us, you call her Cherie. Her name is Charisse, and Joe constantly calls her
Cherie,
and like I lose it every time. Like I just start cracking up laughing because I know she absolutely hates it. It's so funny.
Oh, she gets so pissed.
It's so funny.
You can just see her like, I'm going to kill Joe, yeah. Or I'm going to fire him.
Yeah, job opening.
Yeah, no kidding. It's the Blank and Alex show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Elton John recently talked about how he cried during Aretha Franklin's final performance. While speaking to his fall gala for the Elton John AIDS Foundation, he remembered Aretha Franklin performing for the last time ever at last year's event. Elton John says Aretha looked very sick before the performance, but performed really well.
I went to greet Aretha before the show with David, and it was clear she was really unwell. I was shocked to see how thin she was, and she just smiled her sweet smile at me, and she said, I didn't want to let you down. I was supposed to do it last year, and I couldn't. I didn't want to let you down again. And I honestly didn't know how she could possibly perform in the physical condition that I saw her in. And she did perform, and she raised the roof, and she sang, and she played, and she made us all weep, and she gave us the performance of a lifetime.
So sad. Angelina and Brad Pitt are working together towards settling custody of their 6 children. According to court documents in their divorce case, a trial to determine the issue of custody is to begin on December 4th. But sources say both sides are working toward an out-of-court settlement to arrange custody of their children without going to trial. Allegedly, Angelina is no longer seeking full custody of the kids, which is definitely helping the two sides come to an agreement because
hasn't
before
this
she
been
was.
Going on for like, it feels like 100 years.
literally forever. I swear celebrity divorces and like custody battles take the longest time in the world. It's like the higher the celebrity you are, the higher profile you are, the longer it takes. I'm not kidding.
And they have all the money. Like, it's easy. Here's your money. There's your money. Bye.
It's because they have so many freaking assets. I guarantee it. And it's like, how do you split that up? Also, they have six kids. Whew, that's a lot of kids.
You get
to
three,
try
I get
to
three.
Ray J denies bragging about being with Kim Kardashian. Rapper Ray J posted an Instagram video to deny rumors that he bragged about his marathon sessions with ex Kim Kardashian. This all stems from a story in UK's The Sun, which claimed that Ray J said Kim put makeup on while, flipping the pancakes and had a Louis Vuitton trunk of special toys. Here's some audio.
Let me make this one thing clear. I love my wife. I got a beautiful new baby girl. I would never say these things after watching my wife go through labor for 28 hours. I love my wife and I have nothing but respect for everybody out there, past and present. False rumors.
Sounds like he's turned into a gentleman. I kind of like that.
Yeah, he kind of is. And by the way, can we define marathon session? To me, that would be anything over 10 minutes.
Wow. Wife.
Would we agree?
Your wife is in my thoughts and prayers, okay? Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, recorded a parody of her hit song. Here's a clip from the parody. It's called Before She Bleeds, which is about hunting.
Right now, he's probably out grazing with the corn-fed doe and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus and he's willing to get risky.
He actually sounds pretty good. Maybe they can do a duet.
Yeah, I honestly didn't really understand any of those terms because I know nothing about hunting. So I guess that's funny for people who get it.
They can do like a remix, like Bucks and Does, Bucks and Does.
Yeah, that would actually
like
be
boats
funnier.
And hoes, yes.
Joe, you should have done it. You should have written it for him because clearly he needed a ghostwriter.
Well, next year I'm gonna have a badass hunting song for all you hunters out there. Bucks and Does, Bucks and Does. Gotta get those.
He said that he thinks Carrie will think it's funny because she didn't know about it and that she really has a good sense of humor. He went on about their relationship saying Carrie is not a hunting fan and is actually a vegetarian but still loves him even though he likes to hunt and eats meat and that they make compromises and above else they love each other. Yeah, I couldn't imagine being married to Carrie Underwood, so good for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and coming up in the next garbage, a rapper talks about his drug addiction. I'll tell you who it is.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Ariana Grande tickets, we're hooking you up with those coming up in about 6 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show, so hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in, man. Okay, that's terrible. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We have your chance right now to win Ariana Grande tickets. Let's talk to, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, line number 8 it is. Abigail, hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
I am dropping off kids to school and heading back home.
Is that like a real thing you're actually taking them to school, or is that like a sailing for the bathroom?
No, that's like a real thing, unfortunately.
How many kids?
I am not a morning person.
How many kids do you have?
I have a daughter, and my fiance has a son.
Oh, cool. It's like the beginnings of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, with the family here.
Very, very early.
Yeah.
What? Everybody's looking at me like I'm an idiot. Isn't the Brady Bunch like, here's a story
six.
With,
There's six of them. There's only two of them. How old are your kids?
7 and 8.
Oh, wow. That's cute. Are they in the same grade?
They are a year apart and in first and second grade.
Aww.
All right. Well, I think you need to win these tickets then. Hopefully you can. If not, everybody else, hang on hold. The number 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Producer Porkchop, can you help explain the game we're about to play?
Yeah, this game is called What's Grande-er, meaning what's bigger. So let me give an example. What's Grande-er? Joe, Liv, or Pork Chop?
A pork chop.
Oh, I am not grande-er.
No, you're saying Pork Chop's bigger than Joe?
Okay. I'm thinking grande is like a medium.
No. Right? Meaning like grande, meaning like what's the biggest,
right,
the largest.
So you only have two options. So it's like what's grande or Joe or pork chop? It would be Joe. Get it?
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
What's bigger?
But now that Abigail gets it, that's why I'm glad we do these little practice questions, because I think she would be right, because you're kind of in the middle. Live smaller. I mean, Alex is on vacation, so she doesn't count. She'd be the smallest.
But isn't grande, like, large in Spanish?
I think it's large. What's venti, then?
Oh, that's Starbucks terms.
I'm thinking Starbucks.
Yeah, I'm thinking Starbucks too, girlfriend. We're on the same page. Will you take me to the concert if you win, since we're on the same page?
I do not have anyone. I might take my daughter, honestly.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later.
All right. Let's just reset this to make it really simple. We're going to give you two options. You tell us which one is grandeur, whatever's bigger, okay? We're just using fancy words to come up with a cute, cheeky game. What is the first one, producer Pork Chop?
What is grandeur, Uranus or Neptune?
Neptune.
You're looking for the diameter, and that is incorrect.
Wait, Uranus is bigger?
Yes, with the 15,759, meters, I forgot to put it. And then Neptune is 15,299.
Yeah, I would have guessed Neptune was bigger, but apparently there's a large Uranus out there.
Yeah, it is slightly larger.
All after right. Big Sean. Next.
Oh, Ariana Grande. I get it. All right, you're still in this game. What's the next question, producer Pork Chop?
What's grandeur, Nicaragua or Indiana? We're looking for population. Nicaragua is a country. Indiana is a state in which we live.
Oh, okay.
And we're looking for the population. Nicaragua?
Not Indiana. Okay. I'm sitting here thinking country, state. I'm like, yeah.
So which is it?
Indiana would be the smallest.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Indiana has a population of 6.6 million, and Nicaragua has a population of 6.28 million. So Indiana is grandeur in population.
Dang, girl.
That was clever.
We're learning today. That never happens on the show. Abigail, you're still in this, but barely.
We're going to make them easier here. What's grandeur? A McDouble or a Big Mac?
A Big Mac.
That is correct.
Woo! Yay!
A Big Mac has three pieces of bread. A McDouble only has two.
I don't even eat meat, and I know that.
And they both have two meat patties. Good job.
What do you got against meat?
Everyone in my family thinks I'm the weirdest. I'm a pescatarian. It's just like a health thing.
A what? It sounds like a denomination of church.
No, it's nothing religious. It's just like a health thing.
Why? I have friends that are Presbyterian.
Like, why? Though, why a health thing? Like, you think, like, meat's just, like, bad for your blood and stuff like that?
Well, I, like, statistically, like, pescatarians and vegetarians, like, their blood is, I think it's, like, 8 times less to get any type of cancer.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And less likely to have a vampire bite your ass because you're so boring with taste. You've got basic blood.
And they typically live, roughly 10 years longer.
Well, I hope you live forever.
What's grandeur, a handle of fireball or a fifth of fireball?
A handle of fireball or a fifth, a handle.
That is correct.
She knows that one.
A handle is 1.75 liters, and a fifth is 757 milliliters.
Okay, so you're about to make the comeback of the century to win these Ariana Grande tickets. There's one more question left. Come on, Abigail. Do this.
Now, these are both fictional whales. What's grandeur, Moby Dick or Free Willy?
Think Moby about Dick. It.
Moby Dick is correct.
Yay!
You are a winner. A sperm whale is bigger than a killer whale.
So Moby Dick was a sperm whale.
Yes.
Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Hey, congratulations. You just won yourself Ariana Grande tickets. Way to go.
Oh, my gosh. I would have never assumed that you would have picked my call. This is awesome. Thank you, guys.
Of course, we love everybody. Yeah, it's going to be going on April 12th, 2019 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and you're also qualified to see Ariana anywhere in the U.S. She's got shows all across the country, so way to go.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A guy named Brandon in Florida on Monday night did something he should not have done. He broke into a zoo park and jumped into their crocodile pit. You don't jump into the crocodile pit. That's a big no-no. I think we'd all agree on that one.
It kind of sounds fun, so I kind of get where they were coming from.
Well, tell me if this sounds fun, Liv, the web girl. The best part, he was wearing Crocs when he jumped into the croc
no
pit.
No way!
Of course. And there were like two or three gators in there, or crocodiles. One of them was 12 feet long in the pit, and guess what it did?
What?
It attacked him, gave him a good old little bite-bite, little chomp-chomp. The next morning, staff found shorts, blood, and the Crocs in the pit and called the cops. I mean, they assumed, what, the crocodile probably ate the dude.
Yes.
Well, luckily he didn't, but not so lucky. The cops actually had found Brandon. They found him the night before wandering around a neighborhood nearby in just his boxers with blood on his leg and his foot from the attack from the crocodile. They took him to a hospital, and when he gets out of the hospital, they're going to charge him with burglary, criminal mischief, and a probation violation. I don't know if that's for going after the alligator or just for wearing Crocs.
I have to let you know, I have a group of guy friends in college that are all obsessed with Crocs. Like, literally, they all love Crocs. They all have Crocs. And, like, a couple of them even have, like, the jewels on the Crocs. I'm being dead serious.
Like a jewel that you vape out of?
No. Like the little, like you can
bedazzled?
Yeah, they're not bedazzled, but you can get little like pins to put in the holes of the Crocs. That's like a basketball. A sports team logo.
Gosh, people will buy anything, won't they?
They love them. They swear by them. They say they're the comfiest shoes ever.
All right, that guy Brandon in Florida jumping into the croc pit with his Crocs on. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you like Thanksgiving and you like ice cream, then this is a story for you. My wife loves ice cream. She drinks beer slow. She drinks wine at a decent pace, and she eats food okay. But my wife can put away a pint like nobody's business. It's just, it's something in her Dutch family history. They all eat ice cream. They
love
it. So I wonder if she'd like this. Thanksgiving ice cream flavors are now on sale. There's a company on the West Coast called Salt and Straw. That's their brand.
Okay.
And they rolled out their Thanksgiving flavor. So they're saying their ice cream tastes like these Thanksgiving delicacies. Tell me if you want a bite of any of these, okay? Here we go. Salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey with turkey fat and skin mixed in.
Ew, I'm going to throw up. My body just got covered in goosebumps.
Okay, what about this? This sounds good to me. Sweet potato casserole with maple pecans or pecans.
That's not bad.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You guys are being kind of tough here. What about roasted cranberry sauce sherbet or sorbet?
Ugh, I don't even eat cranberry
sauce. Yeah, I don't even eat cranberry sauce. That is so gross. I don't understand why people make it for Thanksgiving. It's, ugh.
God, you guys are so difficult to feed. Seriously, you're such food divas. You're worse than Alex.
That is literally not even true, and you know it is.
What about this ice cream flavor? Roasted peach and sage cornbread stuffing.
Ew.
I feel like if you like Rocky Road, you like that. That sounds good to me.
I'm feeling my gag reflex start to act up. That is so disgusting.
I'd eat it.
I thought you said you didn't have one. And our final Thanksgiving ice cream flavor, spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. You said pumpkin pie, so I'd eat that.
Spiced goat cheese.
Gosh, all I can think about is spiced goat cheese. Goat cheese is like something that I dream about at night, so I might actually try that.
Imagine, it's a different style. Who would have thought?
Spicy ice cream, though?
Well, it's not like sriracha ice cream.
Yeah, gonna melt it?
Oh, gosh, goat cheese. That's all I can think about right now.
I'm just getting hungry thinking about it, but that's something to check out if you're looking for ice cream. Maybe they'll ship it from Salt and Straw. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And coming up next, we're going to be getting into the garbage. Liv the Web Girl, what are you working on for that?
Yes, a rapper opened up about his drug addiction. I'll tell you who it is next.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Harrison dished on Colton Underwood's Bachelor season and joked that the NFL player may not be a virgin for much longer. The Bachelor host said the V-card is still intact, but will it be in the next couple weeks? I don't know. I think it will put it to a test for sure as they head to the fantasy suite overnight dates. Harrison added that Underwood has taken his virginity very seriously, despite having spoken openly and lightheartedly about it, which honestly, I don't really think he has, because every single time he brought it up on The Bachelor or The Bachelor in Paradise, he would start crying. So I don't really know how lighthearted that is.
Do you think, everybody's different. To me, when you say you're a virgin, I know what it actually means, but to me that means you don't do anything. But I know some people say, hey, I'm a virgin, but they'll do other things except for actually, you know, flip pancakes. Do you think that he has done other stuff, just not flip pancakes?
I think he's done other stuff and just not flip pancakes. To me, in my definition, in my book, a virgin is someone who exclusively has only not flipping pancakes.
Okay.
In anywhere.
Okay.
If that
so
makes sense.
No, I get you. They can do everything else but actually flip the pancakes.
Right.
Okay, cool.
French Montana admits that he wishes he could have saved Mac Miller. French Montana says he wishes he could have been there on the night his friend Mac Miller overdosed so he could stop him and maybe save his life.
I just feel like they let him get away with whatever, you know, he chooses to do. I feel like I have people that if I do something like that, like how I was to him, like a big brother, like, bro, like you bugging out. He ain't have that around him. Because if I did it that night, if I was around him a couple more nights, I would have made him stop. But he didn't have nobody that was doing that.
The creator of Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, is working on a 2-hour movie, but it still is unknown if it'll be released in theaters or just made for television. Details on the project are very slim, but a possible fake or maybe working title is Greenbrier, and it's unclear if the movie would be another prequel like the AMC's Better Call Saul or mm-hmm. just a follow-up of some sort. Also, they don't know if the original stars such as Bryan Cranston or Aaron Paul are involved in the new project, which sources stress will be in set in the existing Breaking Bad franchise.
If you don't have those characters, I don't think it's going to be that good, but if you can get them, that would be sweet.
Oh, if they can get those, it will literally explode. I've never met anyone besides myself who has not seen it and absolutely loved it. The film project is said to follow the escape of a kidnapped man and his quest for freedom. Production is expected to begin this month in New Mexico, and that's basically all the information they have. They don't really have much information on that. Lil Xan opened up about his current struggles with addiction, the death of Mac Miller, and why he understands what Demi Lovato is going through right now. Xan said he was dealing with pills years ago before he got his break in rapping, but says when fentanyl burst on the scene, it scared him. He said, my friends were taking it. They were puking. I was just like, I can't. I'm out of the game. The deaths of Mac and Lil Peep made him curb his drug use, but says he's still not clean. Much like Demi, he says he's gone through long periods of sobriety, but I relapsed and that's common. Any other addict would understand that stuff just happens.
I would change my name, but I don't know. Can you imagine, though, like, I'm not surrounded by people like, hey, Joe, here's some drugs, do some drugs. But when you're living that life, like, stuff's there and it's free.
Right.
And everybody's doing it.
It's got to be so hard and so tempting. I couldn't imagine. I feel like it's probably worse in the music industry, especially for rappers, than it probably is for maybe like actors or actresses. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, anything could be possible right there.
Well, that is garbage.
Thank you, Liv. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Well. We learned a lot about pork chop today.
Yeah, we did.
The producer of the Joe and Alex Show, been here a few weeks, and apparently he's been so busy, couldn't call Papa Chop and say happy birthday.
I know. I really don't know if I feel the same way about him than when I did when he first arrived.
You're knocking on me because I don't have a good memory?
Not because you don't have a good memory. It's like you just don't care about him.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Just remember my birthday, December 10th. It's a day after Santa Slam, okay? That's going to be going down with Migos, Bozzy, Bryce Vine. Also just announced Little Duval, or however the hell you say his name, because I can never do it. Ain't going back and forth with you, people.
I love that song. I am so hyped for the show.
Oh, can I tell you something else?
What?
There is a brand new artist being added to Santa Slam.
Oh my, another one?
Today at 5 p.m., Elliot King's dropping the knowledge.
They literally do not stop. I don't understand.
They also
this is amazing.
They also literally never tell us. We don't get to make the announcements. No. They're just like, hey, you guys on the Joe and Alex show will screw it up, so we'll have somebody else in the afternoon do the actual work.
They probably don't trust us to keep the secret.
Lives like, is it Bieber?
Ugh,
what would you do?
That would be my fantasy. I get, like, actually emotional just hearing his voice.
I can neither confirm or deny that Justin Bieber will be at Santa Slam. You'll have to listen
can
at 5.
You?
I can't. But he might be there.
Well, I really don't know the artist, so I'm actually excited at 5 to hear who it is.
All right, cool. Hey, make sure you listen throughout the day today. More chances at 11, 3, and 5 p.m. to win Ariana Grande tickets. We'll have more of that tomorrow. Also, we'll have Ask Alex, even though she's on vacation. Liv the Web Girl kind of holding that down. And we'll have a lot of other cool stuff happening. So have yourself a wonderful hump day. Yeah, I said it. And follow us on social media. The show never stops. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, we've got to say goodbye, so let's do it.
Bye. Bye.